The Flipping Ninja Coming of Age, Deals on Wheels. So in this segment, I'm going to talk about flipping cars for profits. So when we're dealing with cars, we're basically taking our flipping game to the next level of business. And to start, you know, you're going to need a bit more knowledge than just buy low, clean up or repair, sell high. So, but here's the good news. Once you know, it's not that much that you're going to have to learn. I'd like to teach you everything to look out for when you try to flip cars, and also the profits, learning how to ride a bike. When you first learned how to ride a bike, or when you first got on that first bike ever, you know, you started out with training wheels, most likely. I know I did. And, you knew you wanted to learn how to ride a bike. I mean, there was no stopping you. You had to learn. All of your friends were learning, and some of your peers might have learned a little faster or quicker than you, and you were still on training wheels. So what did you do? Maybe you kept going at it. You know, you took one training wheel off, you took the second off, now you got no training wheels, now you keep going at it, and you keep trying to, you know, learn how to ride this bike. And every day you practice, you know, you fall, you might fall a couple times and stumble, but with each mistake you make, you learn a little bit more and more. And it all pays off, because one day you're going to be able to ride that bike like it's nothing. You're not even going to have to think about it. If you know how to ride a bike right now, this is a weird thing to think about, but imagine getting on a bike and trying to ride it and not fall. Try to consciously ride the bike. It's hard to fall now. Like, you can't, it's funny, because it gets to a point where it's so natural to you to ride a bike that it's actually hard for you to try and fall, even if you tried, because you're so programmed and good at it that you're not even thinking about it anymore. So that is how flipping cars is, and flipping in general too. But when it comes to cars, it's going to take a little bit more learning than just, you know, riding a bike with training wheels. You're going to have to eventually put in a little more practice and knowledge, and eventually be able to take those training wheels off and be successful with it. So when it comes to cars, I've flipped probably over 10 to 12 cars in my whole life. And it's highly profitable. The cool thing with cars is that the profits are really big. They can be really big. I'm talking $500 to as high as $2,000. And it's funny, because there are people out there who deal with high-end luxury cars, and they do that full time. I mean, that's what they do. They're highly profitable. So just as an example, you might buy a Lamborghini for $85,000, a used Lamborghini. Now, if you can land the perfect deal, you know, find that low $85,000 Lamborghini, you can basically, because it's such a high ticket item, the profit margins are a little more flexible and you can stretch them out a little bit. So it wouldn't be unusual, for example, to buy a Lamborghini for $85,000 and then sell it to someone who's looking for a Lamborghini, someone who's likely, you know, doing pretty well financially, for $100,000. And what does that mean? That means that's $25,000 profit in your pocket. So, but when I talk flipping cars, I'm talking more at a lower level, meaning, you know, cars from $500 to even as high as $5,000. But I find that for people who are new to it and want to just start and learn, the perfect place to start is at the $1,000 to $2,000 mark, or the $1,000 to $2,500 mark. Because at that mark, a couple things. One, it's more affordable as a flipper, and more likely for you to be able to invest that much into a car. And two, the market for folks looking for affordable cars in that range is massive. And you have to realize there are probably more average people or people with, average incomes than there are, rich people. So for example, think about your neighborhood or in your city or town. There's not that many rich people compared to the, number of average people or students who are looking just for a cheap, affordable car. So basically you're expanding you've got this huge, giant market of willing buyers who are willing to pay the price that's low enough. So that's why I think it's best to start in that range. So look for cars in the 500, 1,000. I don't know if I'd go as low as 500, but anything is possible. But look for cars in the $1,000 to $2,500 range. Those are the ones most likely you can talk down and negotiate from the buyer. I mean, the seller, you can talk him down usually. And then two, once you acquire the car, you can do a few things to it. For example, clean it, repair it. If it's a basic or simple repair, or, most of the times, for example, I only deal with the cars that are mechanically sound, but are usually just maybe cosmetic or the pictures they took were kind of sucky. But basically you can market this car and, bump up the price, $600, $700, $800 more than you bought it for. You can even go as high as what as high as $1,000 over what you bought it for. And you just created yourself, a $500 to $1,000 profit if you successfully sell the car. So, when it comes to flipping cars, you'll need basic mechanical know-how. Now, don't feel intimidated by this at all. Okay. That's why I encourage you to start out with cheaper cars just in case. So the risk is lower, but when I say you need basic mechanical know-how, that simply means, look, if you were to test drive that car, you can kind of get a sense of if something is wrong. Meaning when you're driving it, look for things like, bad brakes, knocking sounds in the engine, electrical problems maybe, like the radio, maybe isn't working, look for, transmission problems. Like if the transmission slips, so for example, say you test drive a car that you're interested in flipping, you get on the highway and you start accelerating. Now, if you notice kind of the transition is, having a tough time trying to pick up speed, or if it slips on you, then that may be a sign of a possible transmission problem. And those are really expensive. To fix, transmission rebuild or replacement is pretty expensive. And at the price you're working with for the car, it's usually not worth it to move forward with it. So basically just test drive the car and, see if it, just imagine it's a car that you're buying for yourself. Just a simple A to B car. And, if you feel that it's, after a while, you kind of just know, just by driving it, if anything major is off, but if it feels good, move forward with it. And a lot of times I would probably encourage you, if you're going to get into the flipping business, if you're going to get into flipping cars, which I encourage you should, like I said, as a flipping ninja, we flip anything and everything. It doesn't matter what it is. We want to constantly expand our knowledge and our niches. So if you're going to get into it, it may not be a bad idea to take the car in for an inspection. So let's say there was a 2000 Honda Accord that I'm interested in buying low and flipping for a profit. It may not be a bad idea for me to take the car, ask the seller, say, hey, I'm really interested in buying this car. I was wondering if it's okay if I take it to this mechanic that's 10 minutes away just for a quick inspection, just to make sure everything is good and et cetera. And if it's good, I'd like to buy the car from you. Inspections should take about, 45 to 60 minutes. Is that okay? You can come with me, or I can take the car and bring it back to you, whatever works for you. So I would encourage you to do that, because that way, for sure. I mean, you take it to the mechanic, you get that inspection, you pay, you know, I don't know, $50 maybe, $100, $50 to $100. And it may be worth it because if that car is good, you just found yourself a deal. And not to mention, you just learned more about, you know, you just learned more about cars. You can really talk to the mechanic and say, hey, you know, what did you look for? Find anything wrong? Basically, you know, nitpick the mechanic's brain and they'd be happy to educate you on the inner workings of a car, and what to look for. And even just interview the mechanic, you know, ask him, say, hey, you know, what would you suggest I look for when I'm out looking for cars to buy, used cars? And think about it this way. Don't look at the $60 or $100 you spend for the inspection as a waste. Think about it this way. I'm going to pay $60 to one, not only take this car for an inspection and make sure it's in good condition, but two, I'm going to pay $60 to be able to interview a professional mechanic who knows this stuff and get all the knowledge I need to make more deals in the future. Think about it that way. So don't look at it as a cost or an expense. Look at it as an investment of, you know, money and knowledge. And you know, you're investing in this other, in a professional's knowledge and expertise that'll serve you forever in future deals. So that's, if you feel more comfortable, get that inspection. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you know, go over my negotiation material when it comes to cars and, look up the values, look up the Kelley Blue Book values, same deal with determining value. Let's say that year 2000 Honda Accord, is priced at X dollars. So as soon as I see it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, Google and type in year 2000 Honda Accord Craigslist. And then I'm going to look at all the postings for that, 2000 Honda Accord all around the nation. And I'm going to compare prices and, I'm going to do that, but I'm also going to use Kelley Blue Book. So if you go to kbb.com, you'll be able to see the, you know, plug in the numbers, the, you know, the details, like the car, the type of car, the year, the model, make, et cetera, and, the condition, and it'll give you an estimated, basically an estimate of what it's worth private party if you were to buy it used from somebody. And here's my biggest tip when it comes to flipping cars. Do not base your selling price and buying price off of KBB strictly. Use it as guidelines, but do not base your decision on that because it's not always accurate. There's two things to remember. One, what KBB tells you, and two, what the market will pay you for your car. For example, I will show you a Mercedes case study where I actually buy a car and flip it and show you every step I go through and what I do and et cetera. And basically I show you, you know, here's what Kelley Blue Book says. It says it's worth this much, but here's what the market is willing to pay for it. And it's $2,000 more than what KBB says. So always keep that in mind. And, another thing is check out your state and local rules on how many car deals you can do each year before you have to register as a dealer. You see, as a regular person, you're only limited to, I think, like 5 or 6 or 7 cars you can buy and sell per year. It's different for every state before you have to actually register as a dealer. So look out for that as well. And, so if you think about it, if you can easily make $500 to $1,000 profit per car, even if your state level is 7, for example, that's up to $7,000 for 7 deals in 1 year. Let's say you did 7 flips over the course of a year, for example, or even sooner. I mean, 6 months, you know, you flip 7 cars in 6 months and you just made $7,000 on top of everything else you're flipping. And, last few points, you know, just be honest and ethical. Don't sell lemons. Don't, you know, sell wrecks. You have to make sure that when you post your ad, you're completely truthful about everything on, you know, about the car.
you know, even your level of expertise. For example, I once bought a car that I bought it to flip, and when I posted my ad, there was so much information in it, meaning I wrote down the good, you know, a description of the car, the good, the truth also that I probably drove it 5 days per week. I drove, 8 hours road trips with it, which I really did. You mentioned those details, which gives them a feel of one, that you're someone they trust, and two, what the car is capable of. You know, they might think, oh, if he drove it, 4 hours both ways, to and from, 8 hours total, then it must be a reliable car. But also in your ad, make sure you add every bad thing that you know about it, or every flaw. So I'll show you a sample ad that I created, but you'll basically get a sense of the good and the bad, meaning even if it's a small thing, like, oh, the bad, like, passenger seat has a small tear and the leather, doesn't affect, it's not that noticeable, stuff like that. Or even, mechanical things. For example, I had a car that had a slight ticking sound that was because of a pulley that just needed to be tightened. And I believe the mechanic said it was about a $60 fix or so. So I put that in the ad, basically word for word. I mean, $60 fix. It doesn't affect the performance or functionality of the car. It's just the sound thing. I never really bothered to get it fixed, etc. And by doing this, you're building trust with the buyers. So when I did that, and when you do that, when you post an ad with every detail, the description, the good, the bad, following basically my template that I give you, you'll be surprised how many calls you get. I mean, I got a call 2 hours later from a guy who wanted to buy it full price, and he was worried. He was worried that the car was going to sell. So he was very, he really wanted to meet as soon as possible. And think about it this way. The more detail you can put, the more compelling you can make it, while at the same time following my full template, because you don't want to half-ass the ad. You don't want to post an ad with like all bad things, but follow my template, and the faster you'll be able to sell it, and the more you'll be able to sell it for.